Hallelujah.
I believe that you are doing okay this morning. I'm happy to be part of those who have been selected by the Lord this morning to share with you a short word of encouragement this morning. First of all, I thank the Lord for His protection during the year. Since we are now at the beginning of the 2020, I wish to all of you a good health. Amen. A spiritual health, social, economical, physical, and psychological health. And may the Lord protect you this year. Amen. That's why, in fact, our topic or our theme for this 2020 is a disciple in a good health. A disciple in a good health. So we will focus our attention during this year on how to be in good health so that we can make disciples. Remember that the last two Sundays we spoke about how a disciple can be walking with God. And we saw that there is many requirements that can make a disciple to walk with God. Number one is to depend on Him, and also sharing with God and listening to His words through prayers, but also receiving some advices from God, but also sharing what you have with your God. That's why this morning, the topic that we want to discuss together, it's about five principles of giving. And then for next Sunday, we will share about how a disciple can be someone who asks forgiveness to his God every day. The topic for this morning is five principles of giving. Before reading the text, I would like to ask you, what means offerings? Offering, it's a gift for God, but also something that is given to God as a part of worship. This morning we are going to read in Genesis chapter 22 from 1 to 12. The text for this morning is in Genesis chapter 22 from 1 to 12. Genesis chapter 22 from 1 to 12. Let's read the word of God. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here I am. He said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, who you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and after him there is a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I will tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offerings and arose and went to the place of which God has told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey, and I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood and the burnt offerings and laid on Isaac his son. And he took in his hands the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father Abraham, My father, and he said, Here I am, my son. He said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham says, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went both of them together. When they come to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and burnt Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the world. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham," and said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear me, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, for me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a lamb caught in a thicket by his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up on a burnt offering instead of his son. That's the word of God. Amen. As I was saying before, offerings is just a gift for God. And this morning we are going to learn five principles of giving. Principle number one is that giving is a privilege and responsibility for those who have received from God the gift of eternal life. Amen. We are in the temple this morning. But may let me say that to give, it's a privilege. But also it's a responsibility. Why giving is a privilege? You know, brothers and sisters, that when God asks you to give something, that is a sign that you are blessed. Because God never ask someone that he didn't bless. You know, God is so faithful. It's a privilege because when God gives you something, he wants also to get something else from you. And the Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. So giving, it's a privilege from God. But also it's a privilege because God is free to accept or to reject your offering. So when God asks you to give something, know that you are privileged. He's ready to accept it. Remember that in the Old Testament, especially in Genesis, God refuses an offering from someone. It's like you should come and bring me a basket of cigarettes. I'm a pastor. And you give, "Pastor, I'm bringing to you a gift. You handle me a basket," or let me say a box of cigarettes. "Please, I will tell you thank you, but I don't need it. I reject it." And now, if God accepts our offerings, it's a privilege. Amen. But also, brothers and sisters, giving is a responsibility. You know that because the most difficult things is to deal with what we have been given. You know, money is like a talent. And the talent, when it's not serving people, that means that talent is meaningless. Also, when God gives you money, he at the main time gives you responsibility. Because if you do not give your money, that means your money is meaningless. So it's a big responsibility to deal with what the Lord has given to us. Principle number two. Giving is God's test of our growth. And that's what we've read this morning. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him." Giving is a test. I would like to know what's the meaning of test. A test is an examination. A test is a series of questions or problem or practical task to judge someone or somebody's abilities, experiences. So if you want to know the abilities or the knowledge or experiences of someone, just give him a test. But also tests is something that can help us to find out if things are working well. Then the Lord decided to ask to Abraham to give his only one son and offer him to the Lord. That was a test. And the Bible says God tested Abraham. You know, the Lord was just in need of knowing whether Abraham is growing in faith or not. God wants to test how much we love him than our money, than our possession, than our children, than our wives, than our jobs. And then God asks you to give him offerings. He wants to test how much we depend on God, because we need money every time. And then when the Lord asks you to give, he's just testing you whether you want to depend on him or whether you want to depend on your money. Also, giving is a test. What God wants to test how much we obey on his word. When God asks us to give, he wants also to test how much we are growing in faith, how much we are growing in relation with him, how much we are ready to walk with him or not, because sometimes he asks you to do impossible things. That's why this morning, brothers and sisters, the principle number 2 just tells us that giving is a test. Principle number 3. God measures our giving. You know, you do not have to possess large sums of money to be a large giver in God's sight. We does not measure our giving by the size of our gifts. He measures our giving by how much we give out of what we have. You know, how much we give out of what we have. I'm bringing $10. The question that God asks every day, he just say, thank you for the $10. And he asks you the question, it's how much out of what you have. I think you get the point. God asked Abraham to give his son out of what he have. He have only one, isn't it? But God asked him to give the only son, Isaac, that Abraham has. It's a challenge. You are giving to the Lord 100 out of, out of what you have. That's what the God, our Lord, measures our giving. Someone can just even bring $1,000 of US dollars in the sight of the Lord. But what we just come with his balance saying, okay, thank you. But it's out of what you have. Remember one day, Jesus was in the temple and he saw people giving offerings. But one widow comes and he gives just 2 coins. And Jesus says, this one is giving much than all the attendants. It's not means that she gave much, but she gives all that she had. And that's the measures of what our Lord all the time uses to evaluate whether we are giving him offerings or not. So, brothers and sisters, it requires to all of us to measure. You are giving how much to your Lord out of what you have. Principle number five. Number four. Giving is part of worshiping God. Amen. When you bring our offerings to God, we are just coming to worship Him. Our Lord needs to be worshipped. And through our giving, He's ready to be worshipped. You know that God owns all things, and all things come from Him. We and all we have belongs to God, our Creator. And the Bible says in Leviticus chapter 27:30, all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed and the land, or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. Can we read that text? Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. The Bible says, all, everything that we have, every tithe of the land produces grain from the soil or fruits from the trees. Belongs to whom? To the Lord. It is holy to the Lord. It is dedicated to the Lord. Everything that we have belongs to God. Therefore, our offerings should be just a sign of worshiping our God. And from this, I realize that a service without offering is not complete. It's a service full of gap. Because the Bible says in Exodus 33 verse 12, the Bible says, and no one shall appear before me empty handed. So the Lord needs to be worshipped through our offerings. Because He needs it. Really He needs it. It's not that he do not have money. It's not that he's hungry. It's not that he's in a financial challenge. But He wants us to glorify, to worship Him through our giving. And everyone who refuses to give offerings to his Lord, meanwhile, he's refusing to worship the Lord. And then he's worshiping money or everything that he has with him. So the Lord needs our worship through our givings. Principles number five. Giving is what? God's formula to multiply our income. You know, do you want a formula for our Lord to multiply your income, to multiply your fruits, to multiply everything that you are doing? Just give. Let's read it. Genesis chapter 22 from 17 to 18. Can we read it? Yes. And I will indeed bless you and make your offspring as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand of the seashore. Your offerings will possess the gates of their enemies. 18. And all the nations of the earth will be blessed by your offspring because you have obeyed my command. Amen. You know, as I told before, if God asks you to give Him something, it's not because He's in a financial need. It's not because He's hungry. Because the main question I was asking myself, when God asks to give Isaac, to burn Isaac, could God come and say, okay, I want now to take a meat from this Isaac. No, he do not need to take a meat. But he just only wants something to bless Abraham. It seems like when God, because you remember that everything belongs to him, isn't it? Money belongs to him. Everything belongs to the Lord. So when the Lord need to bless someone, it's like someone who have a lot of money in all his pockets. And when now he want to bless someone, the formula that uses our Lord, he asks him to give. And then after giving, the Lord start by touching now his pocket, saying, okay, that was what I was looking for. Now I can give you this. Because I have much. And I'm wondering myself, how shall I do to put over all this money? And then he asks you to give something. Abraham was ready to give Isaac. Just one person. It's a countable number. But the Lord promises him to give an offspring as the stars of heaven. It's an uncountable number of children. He asks you one children, then he gives you an uncountable number of children. But it was very difficult. Remember, Abraham was so old and God asked him to give the only one son. And then God decided to multiply. Because that's what the formula. It's a formula. Give me one son. I will give you 1,000 or thousands of children. That's the formula of our God. Amen. Yeah. He have many children. He have a lot of money. He have a lot of plots. But when he want to give to someone, the main formula that God uses is just to say, give me. Then I will give you. Because I've planted and abundantly houses, and I want to give you now because you've given to me. So brothers and sisters, giving is sowing. Giving is not throwing money away. When you give, it means that you are sowing. Abraham gave one son. He sowed one son. And the Lord gives him billions of children. That's the formula of our God. Also, the Lord, because his plan of grace and love, shall we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 9? 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6. Can we read it, media team? We are going at the end of the sermon. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6. They are not ready. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6. Let's read the word of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6. The Bible says, the point is this. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. That's the formula of our God. He wants to bless us. And the main thing to do is just to give. So in conclusion, brothers and sisters, these four principles are useful in our life. God asks us to give because giving is a privilege and responsibility. God asks us to give because giving is a test from God. He asks us also to give because he wants to measure our giving. He asks us to give because it's part of our worship. He wants us to give because he wants to multiply our income and all our resources. So give as God prospered you. Give regularly and systematically. Give liberally. Give wisely. So, but to whom we shall give, and God will guide us. We should give to our local churches. We should give to those who have helped us spiritually. We should give to those in need. and we should give to those who are taking the gospel to the lost. So, brothers and sisters, this morning, when we are on this January, the month of Thanksgiving, the Lord is encouraging us again to give, and He will show us His mercy. May the Lord bless us and bless His word. Amen.